All right, Justin, I would like to welcome you to an episode of Pastors and Cart. Grabbing coffee. We should get some coffee.
Where's the...
Woo! So, Justin, welcome to an episode of Pastor and a Cart getting coffee. I like to drink coffee. You drink coffee-flavored things?
I do.
Okay. Yep. So, let's first of all, Justin Smith, let's just, the elephant in the room, okay? I wear a shirt on every one of these episodes that kind of reminds me of the person that I'm interviewing. And so, elephant in the room, you dress, I would say flamboyantly. It's loud. And that's not a new thing for you. It's actually, I've seen old pictures. That's always been your personality, kind of like out there. So I love your style, though. I want to go on the record saying I love your style. You could rock this shirt.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why you think the way I dress like
this.
I would find a reason to wear
it's fun.
That shirt.
You know what? Every time I see you, what you're wearing, you always bring joy, laughter, fun to room. I like that about you. It's one of my favorite things about you, actually. So we're learning things about you, you know, introducing you to our community, people. You're an NFL fan, like me. It's one of the things I like about you. Your team of choice is?
The Seattle Seahawks. Ooh. There is no other team. I remember a game not too long ago where they played a minor league football team called...
Hey.
The Broncos.
Dude, it looked like it that day.
I don't know if you've heard of the Broncos. I don't know if you like the Broncos, if you knew they were a football team. But the Seahawks played them in something called the Super Bowl.
I can be objective.
And beat them. I mean, they didn't really beat them.
On record.
They annihilated this team called the Broncos.
And I'll go on the record and say, I'm proud of that loss for this reason.
Okay.
Our team took it the right way. We got whooped up on that day. I've never seen a team come out with that, but Pete Carroll had them intense. Did they not come out of the locker room?
It was amazing.
It was a mugging.
Peyton Manning was like, ah.
He was.
Yeah.
He was, and Peyton went to the sidelines and got in his charts and everything, but at the end of the game, he congratulated that team for a job well done. I was proud of Peyton.
That's right.
I was proud of the way you handled it. So another thing people might not know about you, Justin, that I think is awesome, you're an author. You wrote a big book. Wrote like a legit book. Talk about the book a little bit.
Well, I was a co-author, so...
Legit.
Yeah. And no, it's a great book. It's called If Disney Ran Your Children's Ministry. And so it's a fun book.
Link in the about section.
Yep, about just what the title says. So if you had a children's ministry, what would it look like if Walt Disney, if the company, if the man... were to run it. So talk about excellence and fun and everything goes into it. It's a fun book for children's pastors and leaders.
And you lived near Disney when you wrote that, right? Disneyland.
Yep. The best part.
Right. It's something beautiful about the original. I can't lie. There's something awesome about the original. The one that we experience here in Florida is nice too because they've got lots of space.
Amazing.
It's also an awesome experience. Never thought you'd live near Disney World, right?
Never. Never in a million years.
You got a lot of kids.
Long story short, married 7 kids.
Married 7 kids.
Boom.
Awesome. The youngest one, Everly, is how old now?
She's almost 5 months old.
Oldest one, Lex?
17, senior in high school.
That's awesome.
That's a big
rising senior, right?
Yep.
Okay, so let everyone know, you've had a lot of different positions in churches and just across lots of things with Next Gen. Describe a little bit about what God's got you doing here at GCC.
Yeah, I get the opportunity to lead and be a part of an amazing team, Next Gen team. So that consists of our children's and youth ministries and get to help just guide amazing leaders. So we have an amazing children's and youth leadership, and I just get to come alongside them and hopefully make what they do, which is already great, even better by just being those guardrails for them and setting some vision out and trying to see as many kids and teenagers come to know Jesus as possible, teaming up with parents to do that type of stuff. So it's a lot of fun.
And you're on the executive team. So you sit in on a lot of the master planning for our church, direction of our church, You sit in on the preaching team, and so you also speak into messages and content and speak regularly from the main stage. And so you also fulfill that role, which is a whole nother part of your job here, which we're blessed to have your experience from churches from the West Coast to here now on the East Coast. And so, Justin, welcome to GCC. Welcome to the team. Glad you're here.
Thank you. Love it.
Peace.
Oh, I'll hit stop.